68-year-old Jane Kabugi is ready for her planting season. For 5 years, she was a subsistence farmer, consuming all she produces. But that has changed in the last year, with new techniques to produce surplus food she sells at the market. She is one of some 5,000 small-scale farmers located in the Upper Tana River area who benefited from a 3-month training course given by the Water Fund on improved agricultural techniques, such as terracing, so as to prevent soil erosion. Kabugi says water is her main concern.
Water is a big challenge, because like now, if I had water, you can see all this would have been great. But because of lack of water, plants tend to die.
Soil erosion and low water supplies impact businesses, farmers, and communities, increasing costs. And this is why 10 companies, led by the Nature Conservancy, created the Nairobi Water Fund to protect the watershed and catchment areas along rivers that supply water to approximately 9 million people in Nairobi. One key focus is the Thika Dam, which harnesses water from rivers around, ensuring a steady supply of water to residents of the capital. With improved agricultural skills practiced by Kabugi and other farmers, less sedimentation is deposited into the river. This drop in sedimentation reduces the cost of cleaning the water once it gets to the Thika Dam. Coca-Cola is one of the companies involved and contributed $150,000 towards the fund. Part of the money went into training the farmers. Each month, the beverage company's plant in Nairobi uses approximately 30 million cubic meters of water, which makes up 95% of their beverages. Bobo Kello, the public affairs manager at Coca-Cola, says conserving water catchments makes business sense to the company.
Close to 10 to 15 million of our consumers are touched along this water catchment territory. So the people who live in Nairobi, the industries, you know, all these guys depend on this water, and we think that there's a responsibility on our part to participate in conserving this important catchment.
For Jane Kabugi and other farmers, these gains are already translating into greater community returns and increased yields. Lenny Ruvaga for VOA News, Nairobi.